Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Life Podcast from Pacific Life Insurance. I'm your co-host, Stephen Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Bill Bell.
We still haven't figured out who the lead host is on this show, have we?
Well, considering I've done like 9 of the 10 podcasts this year by myself, I'm still going to say that you're the primary host.
We are recording this on my birthday today, and I can verify. We're not going to share anybody the real number, but I am older than you, young man.
Significantly older.
Yeah. We just won't say how much. So I think the very least you can do is respect your elders and let me be known as the host. But anyway, thank you for the kind birthday wishes. All of you out there in the field, if you'd like to send some belated gift acknowledgments to me, those would of course be welcomed.
Absolutely. Food is usually the best gift, by the way.
Yeah, as long as it's it doesn't get rotten or anything.
Well, even then.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, we have a very exciting show today. We actually have one of these unusual situations where we actually have sort of a late breaking news story, don't we, Bill?
Yeah, I think that this is the first quote unquote emergency podcast in the history of the Life Podcast.
Yeah, our production team dropped everything that they were working on to focus on getting this very special person to come and do a little quick interview with us. And it was so last minute that I wasn't able to make the interview. Isn't that right, Bill?
Well, that plus your world famous calendar challenges that seem to come up all the time when you're talking about getting Stephen Mitchell to meetings, webinars, podcasts, and so forth.
Yeah, I do miss the old days of pencil and paper and cuneiform and clay tablets and things like that. But yes, once again, I was the victim of a calendaring mistake. Completely my fault, but I'm always glad that Bill can bail me out and step in my stead.
Yeah, so luckily I was still available because I know how to work an Outlook calendar, and we were able to have Dawn Benke to come in to talk about some breaking news that we had in the division. Stephen, why don't you tell the listeners what's going on with Pacific Life?
Well, 10-second overview is that for the first time since we've been a division, we are deciding as a life division here at Pacific Life to merge with our sister, brother, sibling, division?
Cousin, twice removed.
We have a division that's known as the Retirement Solutions Division. We call them RSD around here. In the old days, we called that the Annuity Division, but that certainly is the division at Pacific Life that focuses on annuity products as opposed to life insurance products. We have decided to merge those two divisions together, the Life Insurance Division and the Retirement Solutions Division, together into a new division that has yet to be named. Isn't that right, Bill?
As of this recording, they haven't picked a name. Now, by the time that people hear it, there might be an actual name associated with it. But as of right now, we don't know what the name is going to be. And the good news for us is that Dawn is going to lead this new combined division. So, Stephen, I guess the question is, why are we merging the two divisions together?
Well, that's a terrific question for our listeners, because I'm sure our listeners are concerned about what the experience is going to be like with Pacific Life after this merger. But rather than me speculate, Bill, why don't we go to the source and go to the interview that you had with Dawn here just a couple of days ago.
But Stephen, we have to give the people what they want. And what the people want is the world famous opening disclosure. So before we go to the interview, let's hear those.
Ooh, cameo. Thanks for the opportunity, William. This podcast is intended for financial professional use only. If you are not a financial professional, please visit our public website at pacificlife.com. Though this podcast is sponsored by Pacific Life Insurance Company, the opinions and views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not necessarily reflect Pacific Life Insurance Company's views on any of the topics discussed. Pacific Life Insurance Company is licensed to issue insurance products in all states except New York. Products and material availability and features may vary by state. And stay tuned after this episode for more important disclosures at the end of the podcast.
It's my distinct honor here today to have Dawn Benke, who is the Executive Vice President and leader of the Life Insurance Division here at Pacific Life. And Dawn, it's been announced that you are going to have an even bigger role here going forward with the merger of our Life Insurance Division and our Retirement Solutions Division. So congratulations on that. You are going to be the head of this new combined One Retail division.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's an honor and it's a big task. But thank you.
So first question, these have obviously been two very successful retail operations on their own. Obviously, the life division has grown by leaps and bounds. I think we're now the number two seller of life insurance in the entire industry, according to LIMRA numbers. RSD has also been very successful. Why was the decision made to merge the divisions, and why now?
Yeah, it's a great question. And as you said, both divisions have been very, very successful. And I look at that across a number of aspects, successful in the market, in the number of consumers that we're protecting, and we're both very meaningful parts of Pacific Life at the enterprise level. So it's a great question. Why are we changing? And I like to think about it, the best time to make changes to maintain your success and to keep growing is before you have to do it. I like to look at sports a lot for analogies because I think they are great analogies to business. And if you look at some of the greatest players across various sports, they make adjustments to their game while they're on top. We saw Tiger Woods do that with his swing. For baseball fans, we saw just this week Shohei Ohtani releasing a new pitch. So they're making changes to their game while they're on top. And that's how I feel about Pacific Life. Both of our retail businesses are on the top of their game. And we're going to make some adjustments. We're going to keep that edge. And we're going to keep going forward and continuing to grow and stay on top.
I love the sports analogies, Don. I mean, I got another one for you. The Rams won the Super Bowl last year, and this year they went out and got the best middle linebacker in football to add to their defense. So you kind of have to always be tinkering and making changes to continue to grow. So most of our listeners are obviously our producers, financial professionals, our Pacific Life field people, and people that have been in the life insurance industry for their entire career. Like myself, really don't have a good sense about how distribution of annuity products and mutual funds happen. So can you give the listeners a little bit of perspective about how the distribution systems compare between the life insurance division and RSD?
Yeah, you know, at a high level, as you would expect, we've got some similarities and we've got some differences. So I think most of the people on this call or all the people on this call have a really good understanding of how the life insurance industry is organized. With the retirement solutions team, they work with advisors in financial institutions, in wirehouses, in banks, independent broker dealers, RIAs, and then structured settlements brokers. And so that's really the distribution landscape there. In life, as you know, we work with independent life insurance specialists. They operate either independently or through some of the largest and most successful producer groups in the industry. We operate through independent broker dealers, institutions like Edward Jones and the wirehouses as well. So that's some of the similarities and differences that we see in the landscape out there. And then, you know, of course, we have our field sales teams organized a little bit differently as well. But what I would say about the way our field teams are organized, or what they do have in common, is that real desire and focus on winning. That comes across loud and clear. As you all know, on the life insurance side, it is just as loud and clear on the annuity side. And so our internal teams have been organized to be successful with the way our markets are structured.
And it sounds like the differences between the distribution models between RSD and the life insurance division may bring up some additional opportunities for our field people, producers, recruiters to gain access to some resources and opportunities that they might not currently have with the division between the organizations.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that myself and Greg Reber and Kevin Kennedy have been talking a lot, and Kevin and Greg have been spending a lot of time together really making sure we understand what makes us each special and unique and where there are opportunities for that type of access, Bill. So definitely we're identifying those areas as well as we're identifying areas where we need to stay exactly like we are to maintain success and as well finding opportunities that will be beneficial to the advisors we work with.
So Don, speaking of keeping things the same, I'm going to ask you a couple of more granular questions here that I'm sure that our listeners are thinking. First of all, one of the real reasons why we've been so successful in the life insurance division is that we're really a direct access relationship type of carrier. That when one of our financial professionals or producers has a question or needs something, they know exactly who it is that they need to call. So if somebody has an advanced markets question or advanced designs question, they know who to call here at the home office. Or if somebody needs information about a product, they know who to call. Or if they have a service issue, they know who to call. And the first question that I've gotten from a number of producers that have heard about this merger is that going to change going forward? Is it still going to be direct access? Am I still going to be able to talk to the people that I need to do my business on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I have got a really short answer for that. Nothing will change there. You'll still continue to call the same people that you have called. This is one of the guiding principles that me and Kevin and Greg have talked about. It's one of the differentiators, and it's something we do not want to mess with.
That's terrific. And that same thing goes for their life division wholesalers. A lot of our producers have worked with the same wholesaler in some cases for multiple decades now. And the question that I've gotten again is, my wholesaler going to change after this merger, either from the LID or RSD perspective?
No, we have no plans to change wholesalers. Those relationships, again, very important to the success, and our plans are to continue with that. This merger should not affect our field teams on either division negatively. There shouldn't be anything that's perceived or actual in the way that we interact.
Well, that's really exciting and great news for those of us that work with our financial professionals and producers and the financial professionals and producers themselves. All right, well, let's talk about one thing that is going to change. We hear that the first phase is going to be some kind of consolidation of the actuarial and finance areas of LID, RSD, and maybe even some other areas of the company. How is that going to make the life insurance products our listeners sell better for their clients?
Yeah, well, the finance area has been undergoing a transformation or prepping for a transformation for a couple of years now. And so the first phase of that is really a lot in the back office of how do we get modern tools so that the actuaries and the financial professionals can spend more time analyzing, getting insights as opposed to data collection. So what we'll see initially will be more on the internal side, how back office work changes. We've got in mind that we look at the actuarial teams and the product teams of where does it make sense and where might we get some product sharing and product ideas going across. That isn't likely to be one of the first areas that we focus on. We'll look at the back office first, and then as the teams learn about each other's markets and what's really important, I think it will open up opportunities for the actuaries and the field sales teams to talk and get ideas and hopefully come up with those innovative ideas and the creative ideas that make the products better on both sides.
So bottom line from a product perspective is stay tuned.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Very good. And then from a technology standpoint, obviously, we have some terrific technology here in the life division. RSD's got some terrific technology. And in some cases, there's not a lot of overlap. Is this merger going to create some additional synergies and efficiencies that might make doing business with Pacific Life easier for both life and annuity sales going forward?
Yeah, you know, again, on the technology side, there will be more back office work that's done initially than front customer facing. Because one of our key principles in this is the things that make us really different and good on the front end and facing our customers, that we don't want to change. And certainly not before we really understand the customers and what they really value and what makes it important. So here again, we're going to be focused on back office work and work with corporate IT and things that deal with the technology infrastructure before we get to the front-facing pieces.
So there are things that might be done that may make it easier to do business with Pacific Life. It's just not going to be readily apparent to our customers. There are going to be things that are going to improve processes here internally.
Yep. And then as we learn, then we'll bring that forward to things like our website, you know, where there's some changes that we might make that make it easier to navigate or easier to use. We'll bring those things forward. If there are other things in operations that make us status checking or things like that, that one division has that the other can learn from, we'll bring those forward kind of as we go, but not right out of the gate.
All right. Terrific.
So, Don, what's the timeline for the merger? When do we think that this is going to be completed?
Yeah, I think fully complete, it'll probably take us 2 to 3 years till we work through all of the changes that we're going to make. And really, a lot of that is understanding what we want to change first. So I think plan on 2 to 3 years from now, but when we say we've fully merged our retail businesses. And we'll have milestones along the way, but that will be our measure for success.
And then if one of our listeners would like some more information, I mean, obviously, this is relatively new. It's actually brand new. But where can they go for more information if they need to the extent that information exists?
Yeah, well, they can certainly send me a note, give me a call. Greg Reber is also a great resource. He's heavily involved, deeply involved, and can answer distribution type questions as well. So I'd suggest start there.
Very good. And you can also send questions to our email box, themailbag@pacificlife.com. Steven and I are champions for this this merger as well. So we'll have some role in this. And things that we can't answer, we know where to go to for that information. So again, that email address again is themailbag@pacificlife.com. All right, Don, last question, probably the most important one of the podcast. Are we going to have to change the name of the podcast to the Life and Annuity Podcast? Because right now it's just the Life Podcast.
Oh, boy. Good. Great question. Haven't thought of that one. Well, we're in the process of figuring out a name for our division, so we might play off of that.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll have to get some new branding if that's the case, so our podcast producers can get their heads together and think about that.
Sounds good.
So, Dawn, while I have you here, is it okay if I ask you a couple of questions that are not related to the RSD Life Insurance Division merger?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So this is one that we obviously get a lot of questions on. We announced that in October, the cap rates on some of our IUL products are going to be going down, and some other carriers appear to be raising cap rates. What's the best way to explain to our listeners why there is that distinction between our portfolio and our products versus some other carriers?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I know we talk about this a lot. And I know Steven's team has talked with a lot of you. You see the interest rates going up, portfolio rates are going up. Why are cap rates going in the other direction? And so, you know, we've got a really large portfolio. We've been really successful. And we thank all of you for that. But it does take a while for those portfolio rates to come back up. And thankfully, we are making purchases that are above the portfolio right now, so it's inching up, but it will take a while for a large portfolio to get there. I think on the other side of that, with the volatility in the equity markets, the cost of our options and the hedging is really a lot higher. And so we take all that into account when we set our cap rates. And we're focused on setting the cap rates for the long term. So we're long term managing our book of business well for your clients and so that you have trust in that. At the same time, we recognize that there are things that we can do in terms of managing our portfolios. And we're looking at a lot of different portfolio management techniques so that we can get to the point where we see the ability to raise our cap rates as well.
Yeah, Steven's been using this great analogy in some of the presentations that he's been doing, where if you think of it like a swimming pool, where our portfolio is like the pool at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, and maybe some other carriers are one of those plastic kiddie pools that you get at your local CVS. And if you dump a bucket of boiling water into the Caesar's Palace pool, it doesn't immediately warm it up, but you dump it into the kiddie pool, it is going to make the water really hot. So I think that's kind of a good way of thinking about adding these higher yielding assets to a bigger portfolio. It just takes longer to raise the overall rate.
Excellent analogy. I love it.
Very good. I have to give credit to Stephen on that one. He's the one that came up with that. So that's his contribution to this actual interview.
Perfect.
All right. And then last question for you. So obviously last year, I think a lot of our listeners know that we had some service lags in regards to issuing policies, especially in the fourth quarter last year, due primarily to the Washington CARES Act and LTC types of contracts. We had a glut of last minute applications and policies that we were issuing, and it slowed down business quite a bit, like I said, especially in the fourth quarter of last year. Things seem to be much, much, much better right now, but I think that our listeners are probably asking themselves, are service times going to be better in the fourth quarter in 2022, especially since this is a trip qualification year, and I think a lot of people are itching to go to Vienna in 2023.
Yeah, a very fair question. We certainly do not want a repeat of last year. We learned a lot through that, and we have made adjustments. So yes, I'm happy to say our service times will be much better than last year this year. You should expect a normal year end. We're very focused on that. Our operations team, we've started having discussions about it already just to make sure they are feeling good and well prepared for year end. And we are, and very excited to get all of you qualified for Vienna.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, Dawn, that's the last question I have for you here today. But again, thank you so much for joining us on the Life Podcast. I know you generally have an incredibly busy schedule, but you add in this merger and the fact that you're doing all this work behind the scenes on that. I can't even imagine what your calendar looks like today and will for the next couple of years. So again, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out to talk to our listeners. And I'm sure that they're going to all feel a little more comfortable about this merger after hearing what you have to say.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here and to talk to this audience.
Terrific.
Well, if I wasn't already full of regrets for that calendar snafu, after hearing that interview that you had with Dawn, Bill, now I'm really full of regrets that I was not able to join you for that conversation.
Yeah, it was a thorough discussion about the merger. But I think that the important thing to take away is that for our financial professionals and producers that we work with, it's just going to be business as usual working with Pacific Life going forward before and after the merger. So I think everybody's going to be excited to hear that.
Yeah, when we first heard the story when it broke, that was the first thing that we thought about. And we were afraid that, oh, no, this is because the cultures and the approaches to the sale of the products are quite different. And so to hear that the sales experience is not going to be interrupted, obviously, is the best news from our perspective.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Well, maybe next month we'll have another late breaking news story. But right now we're going to sign off and thank you all for listening and tuning in today. Bill, maybe you can remind people where they can find this episode and other episodes of the podcast.
Well,
I can't remember what.
And that has nothing to do with your advanced age, by the way.
No, not at all.
So, of course, everybody can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Or you can visit our website, thelifepodcast.com. That's where we keep past episodes of the show. If you want to send Stephen or I an email about today's podcast or any other, you can certainly drop us an email to themailbag@pacificlife.com. That's a special inbox that only Stephen and I have access to. And if you send us an interesting question, we might even read it and answer it on a future episode of the podcast. And then finally, speaking of Apple Podcasts, if you subscribe there, drop us a review, drop us a 5-star rating. We don't ask for much, but we would like to see some ratings in there. So in fact, the next rating that we get in there, we may even read it on the air. So please drop us a rating on Apple Podcasts. So for Stephen Mitchell, I'm Bill Bell. Thanks for joining us today.
Pacific Life is a product provider. It is not a fiduciary, and therefore it does not give advice or make recommendations regarding insurance or investment products. In order to sell life insurance, a financial professional must be a properly licensed and appointed life insurance producer. Pacific Life Insurance Company is licensed to issue insurance products in all states except New York. Product/material availability and features may vary by state. Indexed Universal Life Insurance does not directly participate in any stock or equity investments. Pacific Life is number 2 in grand total life insurance sales per Q2 2022 LIMRA Sales Report, confidential sales survey of participating life insurance companies. Sales rankings are based on reoccurring premium as measured against 68 participating companies. Edward Jones is not an affiliated company of Pacific Life Insurance Company. RIA stands for Registered Investment Advisor. RSD stands for Retirement Solutions Division. LID stands for Life Insurance Division. LTC stands for Long-Term Care. IUL stands for Indexed Universal Life Insurance. Pacific Life Insurance Company is located in Newport Beach, California. This podcast was recorded on September 13th, 2022. The state code for this podcast is 22-236.